Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I don't have any bad news to bring tonight. The ushers were teasing me, saying they would give me all the bad announcements. I got some good news, though. Jesus saves. Amen. Amen. And His mercy endureth forever. Turn your Bibles with me to Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter number 7. I'm going to read one verse here as we start this evening. As I was praying and seeking where God would have me to go, He was just directing me just to talk about our relationship with God through the names of God. You could spend a long time talking about God and how He comes to us by different names to show different relationships. And I pray this will be a help to you tonight. God has helped me. But Jeremiah chapter number 7, verse number 23, the Bible says here, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you." Now, several times in your Bible, you will find where God says that. I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. And I'm so thankful that God wants a relationship with us. I'm so thankful that the God of heaven, the creator of the universe, will look down on His creation, look down on us. What do we have to offer? But yet He wants a relationship where He says, I'll be your God and you shall be my people. I want to speak tonight on the next few minutes on God and us. God and us. Heavenly Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would help me. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us. Lord, I pray that you would just help us through your word tonight, Lord. May your words be a blessing. Lord, as you have helped me, may you use me to help your people. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God and us. I was just saying, as we think of different names of God, how He shows His relationship with us. If you go to the very beginning of the Bible, God introduces Himself in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." That word God there, it comes from the word Elohim. Elohim. And it simply just means the creator God. And first that God introduces Himself to us as a creator. And so that first relationship is God and us, is God made us. God created us. We are His creation. He made us. The Bible says in John chapter 1 that by Him were all things made. He made everything. There's nothing, it says, without Him was not anything made that was made. There's nothing that exists today that wasn't through God. So God made us. That's our first relationship with Him, is He is our creator. We are His creation. Just simply put, we're His creation. We're His works. He made us. So that was point number one. God made us. If you go to chapter number 2, God introduces Himself by another name. In verse number 4, we find it says, "These are the generations of heaven and the earth when they were created, and they that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens." So it goes from God, Elohim, to the Lord God. And that's a capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. When you see that in your Bible, that is the word Jehovah. So now you're looking at from God, creator God, to Jehovah, Elohim. And that, many times you see in the Bible, in Exodus 3, He introduced Himself to Moses as I am, that I am. That's the same, Jehovah, I am. And this is the covenant-keeping God. When God was dealing with man, He wanted man to know that He cared. He wanted man to know that He's willing to make a covenant. He's willing to have a relationship, to make a promise with us. And I see here this relationship with God. God, not only did God create us, but God wants us. This brings a whole different meaning. God wants us. Now, I'm sure we have some craftsmen in here, some people that create things, make things, cabinet makers, whatever, woodworkers, whatever. Sometimes, even chefs or cooks or whatever. Sometimes you make something that after you're done with making it, you think, I'm a little ashamed of that. Now, I'm not going to post that picture of that on social media to say, look what I made. That ends up probably sometimes ends up in the garbage. But God, not only did he make us, he wants us. That where he's willing to, anytime he's interacting, to say, you know what, I am Jehovah. I am the covenant-keeping God. I'm the one that is willing to have a relationship with you because I want you. And I'm so glad that God introduced himself that way. I'm so glad that we have that relationship, that not only is he just the creator, he didn't stop there. He wants us. So number one, God made us. Number two, God wants us. Then you go on to chapter 14, verse 18. And God introduces himself in that verse and says that Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the high priest, he was the priest of the Most High God. The Most High God. That means you can't go no higher. It means nothing else can be any higher than him. Nothing can ever outrank God. Man. Nothing can even equal God. Nothing can even come close. He is the Most High God. And when I see this, I think this is God over us. He says in Isaiah, he says, you know, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts, your thoughts. For my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. We can't understand God. We can't be equal with God. Sometimes we think that we're smart. We think that we're smart. But compare ourselves to God to realize that we're not even close. God says, my ways are higher. My thoughts are higher than yours. He's way, way, way over us. And we're down here. And sometimes we think that we know better than God. God, why did you do that? God, if I was you, I would have done this differently. How many of y'all ever said stuff like that? How many of y'all, when you're praying, said, God, this is what you ought to do? But God is over us. We're not even close. And when we really break it down and boil it down to it, we're nothing. We're just a speck of dirt that God created and decided to give life. And I'm so glad that before God says, I am the Most High God, God says, I'm Jehovah. Yes, I am the Most High God, but don't forget, I want you. Don't forget, I want a relationship with you. Don't forget that. This is who I am, and this we ought to realize it every day. Every morning you get out, you ought to surrender yourself, your life, everything you are to God, but realize, I am nothing, and he is everything. The best thing I could do is just say, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord, yes. Amen. And God says, yes, I am the Most High God, but I am the Lord God also. I am Jehovah Elohim. I am El Elyon, the Most High God. So we see God made us, and we see that God wants us, and we see that God is over us. And these aren't things that should be new to anybody. Maybe number two, maybe someone in here, maybe that's the first time you heard that God wants you. But all through the scripture, I wish you knew the Bible. If you're in here and you question that and you wondered coming here, I wish you would know the scripture. All through the scripture, God says, and he's teaching the truths of the Bible, is God wants us. One of the most famous verses, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. God wants you. That's not just some saying, a preacher saying. This is the truths of the Bible. God loves you and God wants you. God over us. And we are introduced in Genesis chapter number 17 to the Almighty. Genesis chapter 17, the Bible says, and when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. This is El Shaddai. This is interpreted, you could use it as the breasted one. It's kind of like a mother takes care of her children. This is the one that I see that God protects us. As that mother hen would gather her chicks under her wing and protect them from any harm, would be willing to give their life. God saying, I am the Almighty God. I am El Shaddai. I am the breasted one. I am the one that you can come to for comfort. I'm the one that you can come to for protection. We need it, don't we? Amen. We need to just get under God's arm and just those everlasting arms that we sing about in our psalm book. I'm so glad that God protects us. When I think of this, and some of you mothers out there, you might use this term for yourself, mama bear. Some of you wear a shirt or a hat or something. I'm the mama bear. And it's just saying, you know, I love my kids and I'll do anything to protect them. How much more do you think God loves us? You know, whom shall I fear? Your kids, a lot of times, they're around mom and dad. They ain't scared of nobody, right? My mama's here. She'll take care of you. My daddy's here. My daddy can beat up your daddy or whatever. You know, kids could be. But how much more does God love us? How much more does God want to say, come to me? Just gather around. Gather in my arms. God protects us. And then I see in Genesis 22 the wonderful story of Abraham and Isaac, where God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac. And Abraham, in faith, was going to do it, knowing that God made a promise that through Isaac it would be a great nation. So the only way God could keep that promise, if he was to do what God said, is that God was going to raise him from the dead. And Abraham, through faith, was going to raise that knife and was going to take the life of his son, but God stopped him. And verse number 14, that place where Abraham offered that sacrifice, because God provided a replacement, God provided a substitute, he called the place, and Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it said, this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh simply means the Lord sees and provides. Amen. And sometimes God provides even before you ask. Amen. Sometimes you don't even know there's a need, and God's got the answer coming. Right. You know, that ram was already there, stuck in the bushes there. God had the answer already there, but when he had that need, God showed him that ram. I'm so thankful God sees and provides. God knows where you are. God knows your need. God, this is why I see God sustains us. God sustains us. He gives us all our needs. My God shall supply all your need. And he does. He can. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He can do all things. I said, number one, God made us. Number two, God wants us. Number three, God is over us. Number four, God protects us. Number five, God sustains us. And then we get to Matthew. And this is kind of where we get into the Christmas part of the message. Matthew chapter number one. And here I see God for us. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 21. The Bible says, and he shall bring forth a son, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. Jesus, Savior. God for us. Well, we had a need that we couldn't meet. We had a debt that we couldn't pay. And God did it for us. Amen. Through his son, Jesus. Amen. And I'm so glad that God didn't just stop at God made us. He didn't just make us and watch and see what we do. He wanted us. He loved us. He sustains us. He provides for us. All these things. And God made a way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God for us. And then if you go down to verse number 23, just two verses down, the Bible says, behold, a virgin shall be with child. And this is talking about the prophecy that was being fulfilled. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. See, God could have been all these things that we mentioned before and still been a distant God. Still been on his throne and left us downhill. He still could have provided for us. He still created us. In fact, most of the creation, God spoke it. It wasn't until he created man that he decided to get down in his hands and with his hands in the dirt and get close. Everything else, God spoke. Let there be light. Let there be a firmament. Let there be this and let there be that. But when it came to man, God got close and personal. And God always wanted to be with us all throughout the scripture. And this is what Jesus is, Emmanuel. His name was Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. God wanted to not only have that relationship of all these other things, of God made us and God wants us, God over us, all these other things, but God wanted to be with us. And sin separated because of sin, but God had Jesus come that he could be with us. God can be with us in the flesh. There's a song that's we listen to around this time of year. You may not be familiar with it. This is a Christian Christmas song, a real Christmas song, not some of the ones that are sung today about reindeers and stuff like that. But it's a song called Hope Has Hands. Anyone ever heard that song? Hope Has Hands, a few of you. I love that song. That song, the verse of that song goes on to say, hope has hands. And this is talking about the gift that God gave us in the Savior, Jesus Christ, when he was come to be born of a virgin that time, Emmanuel. This is talking about him. Hope has hands and freedom has feet. Truth will stand and the word will speak. The holy and lowly will finally embrace. For love has a heartbeat and grace has a face. All that was wrapped in that gift that God gave us that day that we're celebrating. Christmas, when God gave his son to be born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger with the name Emmanuel, God with us. To think of that, the God of heaven can now be embraced. The God of heaven can now be with us. All throughout the scripture, I don't have time to go into it. I must hasten and end. But I see all the way back in the Garden of Eden when the man when Adam and Eve sinned and God can't be around sin. I see Jesus, that voice walking. Voices don't walk. You ever seen a voice walk? Well, the Word of God does. His name's Jesus. If you read it, the Bible says the voice of God. Adam heard the voice of God walking through the garden. That was Jesus. Jesus came on the scene because sin separated us, but Jesus brings us back to God. The holy and lowly can embrace through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. And the last point I'll just mention, in John chapter 14, it talks about the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Bible says will be in you. So God in us. God in us. You're saved. You have the Holy Spirit of God in you. And again, God wants a relationship with us. And that should humble us. That should humble us. Where we would praise God, we would tell people about this greatest gift, we would tell people about Jesus. God loves you. God wants you. God sent his son. This is what it's all about. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.